Is this Teddy J again?
Yeah, this is my little anthem song. This is my,
this is a banger.
Yeah, this is great, great song.
Just pick music for the rest of the show.
Okay.
This is you're Wilson Contreras at the Home Run Derby, baby.
All right, man. I'll take over.
Well, it is 93.7 WEEI, an REO Speedwagon, underrated arena rock band. Is Rich Certainly, Ken Laird, and Ted Johnson. And you can give us a call at 617-779-7937. Also, the Odyssey app is a fantastic way to consume said show. If you just go to the WEEI page, you can press a little microphone button, leave us a message, launch us a take grenade. We play that in the 5 o'clock hour. So this was weird. And Ted, I want to get your take on this,
mm-hmm.
because this kind of, and Ken and I were talking about this kind of came out of nowhere. So head coach of Seattle Seahawks, Mike McDonald, was doing an interview with Dan Patrick. And Dan Patrick actually asked a really good question about whether there was anyone that he reached out for advice before the Super Bowl against the Patriots and someone that might surprise them. And ever since he made this comment, there have been a whole lot of speculation, yeah. ass covering. Let's go ahead and get to this clip if you have not heard it yet.
Who did you seek advice from going into the Super Bowl that might surprise me?
Well, I wouldn't have surprised. I called John Harbaugh and I talked. He was great. Probably can't mention one guy that really helped us out that had some conflict of interest.
can we guess?
Sure. I don't know if I'm going to tell you, but go ahead.
Bill Belichick.
I'm not that cool.
You wouldn't have a phone call.
I've had a beer with Coach Belichick, and that was a pretty cool. That was a pretty cool
okay.
day.
But who else would we guess? Kyle Shanahan.
No, Kyle. No.
I found okay. this interesting that he would even bring it up, mm-hmm. that he got any
he
kind
regrets
of help.
It now, I bet.
And just, I feel like, Rich, and you maybe were about to say it, I feel like he went on the record and said it's not Tom Brady, right?
He did not say that.
He said it to our guy, Zach Gelb.
Zach Gelb
does some weekend hosting for us. He was on Saturday morning.
Yep.
And he said he reached out to Mike McDonald directly, and Mike told him it was not Brady. He asked him straight up, was it Brady? He said no.
I was surprised that Mike McDonald's a pretty button-up guy. For him to just throw that out there, I found to be pretty interesting. I got a couple names that I might I'll throw out there for you guys.
Can I just first say, before you give me the names,
because
I can't wait to hear these, is that I think that Mike McDonald's covering his ass, and it is Brady.
Yes.
I think it's absolutely Brady. And I mean, because everything lines up. First of all, that's something Brady would do. Like Brady with this whole,
listen, I don't have a dog in the fight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I still think he has got a hair in his ass for the crafts. I still think that he, because of his competitive nature, he's somebody that will never forgive them
mm-hmm.
for what they did and how they chose Bill Belichick over him. I think when he's with the crafts and he's getting a statue and they're having a Brady day, he'll play nice and he'll shake hands. But according to you and some other people who speculate, you know, he did have to get paid to be there, which if you mm-hmm. truly love the crafts, you wouldn't make him pay to get you there.
It's such a dynamic between the three main players in this whole dynasty, Belichick, Kraft, and Brady. They all in public say the right things to each other, but behind the scenes, they're all backstabbing each other. So I think it's probably Brady. It makes the most sense because it's like, what are you trying to get? You know, what kind of intel are you trying to get? You're trying to how does Josh McDaniels call a game?
Yes.
You study coordinators. Whenever you're in the biggest games, you don't study the plays. You study the coordinator. What is that coordinator like? Tell me how he thinks. What does he like to call in these situations? How does he like to play this certain coverage? And so to me, the most beneficial thing that Mike McDonald could probably get from someone who's got a tie to the Patriots is how Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator for the Patriots, thinks in critical situations, and that's there's an advantage to calling certain defenses based on that. So the other names I'll throw out there, Dean Pease was the defensive coordinator for Vrabel when he got hired with the Tennessee Titans, but they had a falling out. And Dean Pease actually retired from the game, but then I forget. Then the Atlanta job opened up, and the guy that got the head coach, the son of FedEx, Arthur Smith, was the head coach of the Falcons. So Dean Pease unretired to go be the defense coordinator for Arthur Smith. So either like Dean Pease is and Vrabes used to be tight there, not anymore. Maybe that's the guy. And then another name, Matt Patricia, is another guy who knows Matt, who knows Josh McDaniels very, very well and can probably give some intel onto how Josh thinks. So it's either, to me, it's either probably Brady, most likely, and then Matt Patricia, I think, would be a better one.
He's definitely, jilted. Now, how about Mayo or Alex Van Pelt?
I don't know what. No.
I'm not sure Van Pelt knew the offense when he
right.
was here.
He doesn't know Josh, and I don't think Gerard knows much about Josh either. To be honest,
let me ask you this, Ted. Okay, so let's say it was Brady.
Yeah.
Let's say and Brady obviously knows Josh McDaniels' offense better than anybody, and he gave him all the goods. He gave the Seahawks everything in the playbook.
And just so you know, that's the benefit. It's telling some Mike McDonald how Josh McDaniels. It's not how Vrabes runs a defense. It's Josh McDaniels how he thinks on offense. To me, that's the intel that he got. Just to clear that up.
Let's say he did that. Let's just for a second imagine that Brady for an entire day, sat down for an eight-hour session and just gave him everything.
Because he said really helped us out.
Really helped us out.
Yeah.
So let's say he did that.
You're right.
Are the Patriots still winning? Are they winning that Super Bowl?
No, if they didn't do that?
Okay.
No.
Right,
wow.
Right.
No. It was over before it started, Ken.
Yep.
Come on. That game was over.
Even the pass protection issues, you would attribute to this intel? That could have made the difference between 11 hits on Drake May and 6 sacks and the whole... Because that was the story of the game, right?
I just think Seattle could say, we're going to run the ball right here on every play, and the Patriots wouldn't be able to stop them.
Yep.
I think that's how good they were, comparatively
speaking. I also don't think that Tom Brady's help made Will Campbell a sieve. An absolute turnstile.
So, no, and
the individual performances were just awful. Well, I mean, Drake was obviously hurt. He was off.
Yeah.
As much as I do believe Brady did it, would the Patriots would have won if he didn't help him? Absolutely not. There's not even a question.
I agree. Man, it is interesting. So what Brady could do is tell Mike McDonald how Josh thinks when it comes to calling out the mic. Whoever you point to is the mic. That's where you set the protection. So to me, it was probably all protection related stuff.
What about, I got another name, Cam Newton. His whole season was, this is fool's gold. He wanted to look good. So he didn't know what the mic was or how to call out, but he was behind this offense for a little bit, right?
He was, but that was a different type of offense. They changed it just for Cam Newton, man.
So. He still didn't get it.
Right. But it's fascinating. And I would not put it past Brady to help him.
That's amazing. You wouldn't put it past Brady to help him win the Super Bowl.
People don't get it. People don't want to think that Brady has that kind of personality, but he does. I mean, he says the right things in public. I mean, I say that, and then he doesn't have a dog in the fight. So sometimes he puts his foot in his mouth. But for the most part, people think, Brady would never stoop to do that. No. He's vindictive, man.
He's the four agreements. He's supposed to have no animosity.
Please.
He hates Massachusetts. He hated his time here. He barely comes back unless he's paid.
The Northeast.
Dude, I'm telling you, you can look at his time here and go, this dude's the best that ever played. We loved him when he was here. He was a great Patriot and think he was a dick the minute he left.
You know what bums me out is that people will never know the truth. No one knows how these guys think because they have you so confused on what the truth is. And the truth is these guys are vindictive. They're petty. And they honestly, at the end of the day, they don't trust each other and they don't really like each other. That's the truth.
That's absolutely not true.
That's true, Bill. Yes.
Well, Ken was right. I told you guys the region is turning on Tom. You doubted me. Then we took all those calls. Now it's getting worse. If you believe this is actually happening. I mean, Brady is just on a mission to submarine this whole franchise.
As I said, you can look back and say this guy was the best thing that's ever happened to Boston sports, and I loved his time here, and you can also agree that since the moment he left, he's been a total tool bag. And it's been fairly anti-New England. So I would absolutely say that you can have both things happen at once and both things can be correct.
Now, what about 71 texter, Pete Carroll? He does have ties to the Raiders, Seahawks, and Pats. Could it be Pete Carroll?
You know what? I get because he was a former head coach here. I don't think he's up with Josh McDaniels.
No.
Yeah. Too far removed.
Yeah. Yep.
Without a question. But speaking of players and people that don't get along, I made a prediction this is something that was spurred on by our guest from Yahoo Sports that we had on, who said that the Jaylen Brown trade was a lose-lose for the Celtics, and he believed it was a lose for Philadelphia. And the more I thought about that comment, the more I thought he could be right.
Yep.
There's a chance that these guys and their personalities could implode. And we have our first bit of evidence that that might be the case. There is somebody in the know who thinks things have already gone sideways between Jaylen Brown and a certain member of the 76ers.
Ooh.
We will get to that right after this.